Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And all it takes is one small shift to get what you want. It just starts with one small shift. I want to encourage you to start to embody the spirit of your desire, and then it will appear. And what I mean by this is, let's say you're concerned about a struggle, relax your body. Release the tension in your mind, and then the solution will appear. If you are seeking love, embody, take on, allow into your life the energy of love through self-love, or bring the energy of romance into your life. And it's a misbelief that we need somebody else to bring romance into our life. There's lots of ways to bring it in. You can bring it in through reading a romance novel, which I love. If you follow my work, you know I have a second business writing romance. You can bring it in through watching a loving movie. You can bring it in through self-pleasure. You can bring it in through anything you view as romantic. Maybe flowers is a romantic gesture. Buy yourself flowers. As you start to bring in the energy of what you want, in this case love, it will start to appear. We think we have to go out and get it, right? We have to go and find this thing to give us what we need. But if we start to give it to ourselves, those things will start to appear because we become a match to them, right? Like vibration attracts like vibration. I've said many times on this program, life is actually a mirror. So if you want, again, love, start reflecting love in the mirror of life. And then that's what you will start to see. That's what you will start to experience. People will show up that will give you the love that you desire. If you want to be seen and heard, be more authentic and true to yourself. See or hear yourself objectively. And then the people who really see and hear you will start to appear. It all starts with you. So if you start to see and hear yourself, be true to yourself, be authentic and honest with yourself, then people will start to show up that will give you that same energy. If you want more money, it may be time to start to experience the relief of having the money as if it's already appeared. Expect only the prosperous result, right? So often when it comes to money, we're expecting it not to work out. Because of what we're seeing, we expect, oh, well, then that must mean that this is going to be hard for me. But, and this is one thing about money and why it's a difficult, I think money is one of the hardest areas to do this work, this ability to change your energy and change your reality, because we live in a world that's based on what you see is what you get when it comes to money. Even, you know, as I'm moving through my journey, I was talking to my mom and I was telling her, I'm like, you know, as I'm looking for cars and applying for a car loan and looking at apartments and applying for apartments, I'm like, they base everything on the past, which understandably that's in their world, in the financial world, that's an indication of what you'll do in the future. So it can be really difficult when you're trying to embody a more prosperous reality when you've gone through periods of time of feeling broke or like there's not enough, because the financial world kind of sets us up to think that way. But if you can step out of the constraints of the financial world, because that's just one entity of life, right? There's this whole other reality where you can start to see yourself as prosperous now, no matter what your past is, and then you can start to create a prosperous result. Act like the person you would be if you already had the money, and then the money will appear. And that's going to be different for every person when it comes to money. I will say I put an asterisk next to this one when it comes to money, because we have so many rules, quote unquote, around money that have been given to us by industries such as the financial industry or the banking industry that makes us think that we're not prosperous when we are. It kind of becomes this like never ending loop, you know? But you can break out of that loop by just deciding in this moment, I'm prosperous. I always have more than enough. Money's always showing up for me. There's always more where that came from. When I spend fourfold, four times that amount is returned to me. I love spending money. It's so wonderful to spend money. I feel great spending money. I feel wonderful saving money. I feel wonderful earning money. Money is such a beautiful relationship in my life. When you shift into that, then you can start to create a different result around money. Now let's talk about time. If you want more time, start doing the thing you think you don't have time to do first. Or if you don't want to do it first, do it without fail. So if you tell yourself, oh, I don't have time to exercise, I would say put that at the top of your day. Do that as soon as your feet hit the ground, when you're getting out of bed in the morning, you go and you exercise. And then all of a sudden, you'll start to see you have a lot more time in your day. Or if you don't want to do it first thing in the morning, no matter how your day goes, no matter which direction you get pulled in, you make the commitment that no matter what, I'm going to go and exercise, and you'll start to see you have more time. And you can, it doesn't need to be exercise. You can fill in anything. Maybe it's a project you're working on. Maybe it's a side business or, you know, I have a client right now who wants to get into acting, but he's finding, he can always come up with a story why he's not pursuing acting, right? He's like, I mean, I'm so busy with work and the, so then as soon as he wakes up, it might be that's his time to work on acting and pursuing a career in acting. Or it's at some point throughout his day, before he goes to bed, he has to make 15 minutes to pursue his acting career, right? And that's how it starts to work with time. Now, what if you're dealing with a problem? Focus on the desired solution. So you think of what you want the solution to be, and then you give all your energy to that, not making that solution happen, just focusing on that solution. So let's say, I mean, there's so many different problems in the world. What problem am I going through? Oh, I have a health issue right now. And so I could focus on, oh my God, it's getting worse. Oh my God, why is it not getting better? Oh my God, what's this? You know, believe me, I've done that. But then once I shifted into, okay, what is the solution? The solution would look like this. Okay, so my body is functioning like this, right? My body does this, right? So, yeah, that's the way I approach that. I don't want to, you know, because I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to blow it up anymore in my life. But let's see if I can use another physical ailment. Okay, you sprained your ankle. Okay, so if you're focusing on, oh my God, my ankle's so painful, my ankle's sore. Yes, all those things are real, and I don't, in no way do I want you to ignore your pain or your discomfort. But if you start focusing on, okay, there's no more swelling in my ankle moves with ease. And then you, from there, from that place of seeing your ankle is restored, you will naturally start to do things to restore the ankle. When we focus on the problem seems to get worse, right? But when we go into the solution, the desired solution, then the best and right resolution will become evident. Now, let's just say you want more approval in your life, approval across the board, any type of, any form of approval. You just want the energy of approval in your life. Well, the easiest way to welcome that in is to start to praise and approve of your efforts. You stop all self-criticism. Even if you've made lots of mistakes in your lifetime, stop criticizing yourself and praise and approve of all of your efforts. And then the praise and approval will start to show up in your world that you desire. Now, if you wanted a new home, start finding ways to feel at home in who you are and where you are presently while seeking a new home. So you're going to do both. So you're going to feel at home in your current home. That may mean you clear out some clutter, you make it as cozy and wonderful as possible for yourself. You start feeling at home in who you are and embracing being in the being that is you while seeking that new home, and then the new home will appear. The journey to embody the energy of your desire will be different for every person. I freaking love this stuff. It's so much fun to me. And when I have conversations with people, it's different for every person. So what might turn one person into a prosperous person might be different for another person. But I love this shifting of energy within us, embodying, becoming the desire, because it's a journey, it's a quest, it's a power, and it's so fun. I this is why I do the work I do. It totally is why. This message that I'm giving you is why I do the work that I do, because I love to help people shift into who they truly want to be and living the life they truly want to live. Now, when we focus on the essence or the spirit of what we want, we will start to create it. So in my own life right now, you know, I'm looking for cars, and I had a small list of cars that I wanted. And at the essence of all of those cars, or at the essence of car ownership for me at this time in my life, there must be luxury. So then as I'm going through and finalizing the type of car I want, or the which car I want, I start going through and saying, does this feel luxurious to me? Does this feel luxurious? Yeah, it's cool. I like that name, but does it feel luxurious to me? And only you will know what the spirit or essence of what you want really is. So go on that quest, do that inquiry, because it's life changing. So let's say it's love. It could be simple as this. If you want someone to love you, turn away from longing for that love and give yourself all the love you desire. This embodying or becoming process happens, again, by shifting what you believe, what you think, what you say or talk about, how you feel, and what you do moment by moment. One small shift can change everything for you in an instant. So here's my tip on it. This embodying process can be difficult to do if you are viewing your present moment through the lens of the past. It can be difficult to make a different choice if you've decided that something won't work because of a previous experience. So when I say, when we're looking at life through the lens of the past, one of the most powerful things that you can do is call yourself back and be here in this moment now. And sometimes you don't even realize that you're looking at your present circumstances through the lens of the past. But as you become aware of it, and you'll know, like you may not know as you're doing it, but now that I've told you, you'll know if you're approaching something from, oh my God, I'm afraid I'll do this again, or I'm afraid it's going to end up like this, or, oh, it always goes like this for me. So if you catch yourself viewing your present situation through a situation you've already gone through, I say, call your energy back from those past experiences. So for me, I'm doing it right now with homes. I make a list of all the homes I've lived in, and then I call my energy back. I call my energy back, and I tell myself the past no longer exists. It is only the here and now that matters. And from that place, any wisdom that you've obtained from those past experiences, you can use that for your benefit. But the negative stuff, the charged stuff, the things that didn't go right, the things that make you feel bad, the things that make you feel fearful of moving forward, the things that cause you to repeat a pattern over and over again, no longer can influence where you're going in the future. Got it? So here's a question you may want to ask yourself. What is underneath my desire or concern? So maybe you are seeking love because underneath the desire for love is the need to be accepted as you are. So the way to start to create that is that you start believing you are lovable and acceptable just as you are. So anything you're trying to receive from another human or a situation, You got to find a way to give that to yourself now. Maybe you are seeking more business or sales. But here's the thing. You can't create that result if you believe that business is hard to come by, or it is difficult to receive sales, or you have to work hard, or you have to convince people, or you got to, if you believe all of that stuff, yeah, the journey of being in business for yourself can be very difficult. But the more you believe that business is easy for you, and the more sales you desire will show up, the more you believe that people want to buy what you have to offer, and that there are lots, there is an abundance of perfect clients or perfect consumers for what you're offering available, then the more you will start to create that. So I would say that one for business, just go ahead and let that one go. If you believe that business is hard to come by, I don't care if you've heard 100 business owners say that to you, it does not need to be true for you. Because for every 100 that's saying it, there's 50,000 who are thriving, who are like, no, business is so easy for me, right? Doesn't mean it's not a journey, but it can be easy if you believe it's easy. Next, maybe you want life to go more smoothly. Then I would say eradicate disharmony and difficulty in all forms from your life. Be smoother in your approach. It may be as simple as saying to yourself, my life is only filled with ease. Everything works out for me. And then consciously give up the energy of hardship. Just decide, oh, hardship doesn't exist in my world. Nope. And from that place, you will start to make different choices. You will start to make the choice that is easier, lighter, smoother. If you don't realize that, if you believe that hardship has to exist in your world, you'll find that you will always make the hard choice. The choice that leads to things being difficult, the choice that leads to things being challenging, a struggle, right? In other words, what I'm saying to you is this: stop giving your attention to what is wrong, what could go wrong. Only focus on what is right for you and what you believe is the right outcome for all those involved. The more you believe that there is a right outcome for all those involved, the more you will create it. If you believe that things are just going to be messy or that's the way it is, that's what you're going to get. Messy, and that's just the way it is. And who wants to live that way? Life gets to be good. So another aspect of this is seek the truth of the situation. And this really means being very honest with yourself right now in this moment. Does the situation in your life really work for you? Does it feel good to you? Does your present circumstances match what you said you wanted? That's one I often have the conversation with clients about. So I'm like, because most of my clients I work with consistently and over long periods of time, they keep coming back, whatever they're working on, new goal, new shift they want to make in their life, they keep coming back. So I know their histories. And so I've heard their desires over and over and over again. And people's, that's what's so amazing, is that when you tap into your truest desire, they don't change. They don't change. Until you get it or receive it or become it, or it becomes manifested into physical form, the desire just stays there, like the truest desire. Sure, people come in with fleeting desires all the time. That's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about the truest desires don't change. And so I know them. And so when they're telling me they're doing something, I'm like, hey, that doesn't match what you said you wanted. But often we wind up in situations because we think we have to, or we're looking at it through the lens of lack and limitation. And it's not what we wanted, but we're just here and dealing with it. Then we're trying to like maneuver and puppet master it, when all we really need to do is just raise up and say, hey, you know what? This isn't what I said I wanted. Let me focus on my truest desire. And then all of a sudden, the struggle, the strain, the difficulty, the he said, she said, the controlling goes away, which is all, most of it's all just a waste of energy. That goes away, and you get to focus your full attention on the truest desire. And you'll find that once you rise above the noise, the chaos, the struggle, the strain, all of it gets very easy. and the desire manifests with greater ease. It's when we're bogged down and our thinking gets clouded and we start to feel confused, or even the dreaded overwhelm, which I don't believe really exists, but I accept that people experience that. But I think people experience it because they say it. I find that my clients that experience overwhelm the most are the ones that will tell me over and over and over again, Amy, I'm just overwhelmed. I'm just overwhelmed. I'm like, well, let's just stop saying you're overwhelmed, right? We can decide that there's nothing in your experience that you can't handle with spirit or your higher power, and everything is all working in your favor. But if you go into life just saying, oh, I'm so overwhelmed, it's going to be so overwhelming, it's so, oh gosh, it's just, change is so overwhelming, then that is what you will create. As you accept that there is a world where you can be a different, more fulfilled you, you will start making choices and decisions that match you living a life where you are a different, more fulfilled, energetically healthy version of yourself. This ability to shift your energy, to change your reality, is a power we have been given as humans. And it is the most rewarding part of our journey. You get to decide how it goes for you. Take your power back and embrace this ability to make shifts in your perception. Not just, oh, I'm going to be positive today, but shifts in the core of your being. I heard Daniel Laporte call it deep positivity, meaning it's flowing from your soul. You believe it. You know it to be true. When you shift into that, oh my gosh, you will uncover a path that is uniquely your own that will lead you to exactly what you really want. And not just what you've been putting up with or going along with all these years. It will be radiant and magical. And soon you will step into the brilliant power to co-create the life of your dreams. I believe you are meant to be here to live the life of your dreams. And all you have to do is make one small shift. All right, that's my show. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams, like truly. I love this work. I started doing it because I wanted to help people change their reality, change their circumstances, change what is not working, by changing their energy. It is truly a magical and empowering process. And I live for it. And I would love to help you. I use my intuition to help you shift your energy to create the result you most desire. So please consider my services at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at the single intuitive coaching session. We can spend 90 minutes together. I can help you clean up some energy, shift, make some shifts really rapidly so that you can produce a different result in your life. And then also consider my Expand Intuitive Coaching Package. It's a 6-month experience, but you get to do it the way you want. And you get to have me on demand as you need me. And I want to call it a robust service because you do have a lot of access. There's an unlimited email intuitive coaching aspect, which is beautiful. I record it for you. You can ask me anything and I give you lots of insight. And then you have sessions that you can use. Yeah, it's a new service for me and I think that's brilliant. So yeah, I think that you are meant to live the life of your dreams and I want to help you do that. So all my services are geared towards that, helping you heal, helping you transcend, helping you let go of what no longer serves you, helping you step into the most confident, powerful version of yourself. And you can use my services for any area of your life, money, finance, business, what else? Love, romantic love. I'm brilliant at that one. I was like, I got a solution for you. No matter what, when it comes to romantic love, I can help you truly, truly, truly step into the relationship you want to be in. All right, that's my show. It's a joy and an honor to record this for you. I look forward to connecting with you again on another show. I look forward to connecting with you in a session. Thank you so much for listening. Take care.